After my husband died 3 years ago, he died suddenly of a heart attack. A lot of women who'd already experienced the loss of their husband came forward and started just giving me advice on either taking care of myself or that, you know, grief has its way with you, or they just had these words that were very comforting because they had experienced the same thing. And since it was so sudden, I had no idea what to expect. And then I happened to get the opportunity to go to a Community Voices meeting, and I shared this idea, and WYSO said that they would support creating this podcast. So my husband and I had been radio DJs for a we were jazz DJs for a local station in Dayton. So I wasn't totally new to the idea of doing a recording or, you know, the radio part, but I had never done a podcast. So it has really extended and challenged me in a lot of ways, but I've enjoyed every part of it.
Your first podcast, you have a conversation with a woman named Toni. Let's talk about her part in all of this.
Well, she was the first person that came up to me. It was at my husband's visitation, and her husband had died a year earlier. I didn't know her all that well. We had just happened to be sharing office space, and at the funeral, she came up at the visitation and said, "I've got things I want to tell you." And it really, it piqued my interest. I thought, I wasn't sure what she meant, but I knew she had just gone through this. And then she, a couple of weeks later, just came into my office, and when we would just sit and talk, and we became friends. And being from military and being here in Dayton, I don't have a lot of family around. And so to have this person come up and share this experience just meant a lot to me. And so I thought, gosh, there might be other women out there that don't have someone that would do that. It says a lot about her as a person, I think. But also we realized we dealt with things very differently. I went into this mode of having to clean the house and giving as close to goodwill and purging this and that. And she just took it a lot slower. But once we talked, it was just the way we were responding, and nobody was wrong. And that was another thing. I would not have thought that I would have responded that way, and I wouldn't want. I thought, well, maybe someone out there is doing the same thing and thinking, is there something wrong with me? So that's another reason I wanted to do the podcast.
You know, the media creates just a lot of noise today when you turn on television or on the radio and even other podcasts. But This Is Going to Hurt is really just at least your first podcast was, your conversation with Toni was just a simple, honest, quiet conversation about shared experiences and where they differ. And that's it was kind of refreshing to listen to.
Thank you. When I first thought about the podcast, I thought maybe I would separate them, like the finances that come up after the quick death or the funeral or when you take off your wedding ring or all these different things. And then as I listened to them, I thought, I think I like this conversation and the way it's going, and it's very genuine. So I kept them into six separate conversations. And also, there's not a lot of podcasts for middle-aged women, and this is how middle-aged women relate. They talk to each other and they listen. And so I thought, you know, I'm not here to give any expert advice. We're not trying to take the pain away, but if, maybe you'll just hear something that strikes home in your heart, and that's all I'm hoping for with this.
I imagine you do a little writing up front in the podcast to be able to introduce who you're having the conversation with. But how much do you plan these conversations? Are they bullet pointed out or freeform?
Freeform. I had about three or four questions that I had to make sure that I hit certain things, especially at the beginning when I thought I was going to separate this into different topics. But after that, we just talked. And, you know, sometimes we'd be talking and I'd be like, oh, you just sparked a memory for me that I'd forgotten. And they would say the same thing. A couple of the interviews towards the end, I have six. One of the women has been a widow for 18 years. And so she gave a lot of advice or hope even of what happens and how she grew in those 18 years and changed. So really, it is mostly just a sharing of experiences without it all being, this is what you should or shouldn't do.
In your first conversation with Toni, you both referred to it as a sisterhood or a group that you don't choose, but I think you both consider it a blessing to be a part of these women with shared experiences.
Yes. And I think everyone I've talked to at first, when these women would come up, I know I would look and think, I don't want to be part of this club. And everyone I talked to said that. And then once you accept that you are, and then you start looking, nobody wanted to be a part of this club. And so the sincerity behind that was just very helpful.
Six episodes, six podcasts. Give us some highlights from some of the other subject matter.
Well, there's one woman who lost her husband a couple years before I lost my husband. And she just had this really positive attitude where she said, when I asked, what advice would you give to other widows? She said, open yourself to love. It doesn't mean another relationship, not that it means that or doesn't mean that, but, you know, volunteer, find new friends, open yourself to love. I would say that was a consistent theme, to just open yourself up to continue growing and living and not just stay in that place, because it would be an easy place to stay. And so to have that encouragement from other people, I think sometimes there's this thing of how long you stay sad says how loyal you were. And I think that's another thing I'd like to kind of get over, that we have this whole full life ahead of us, and it's honoring who we lost by living that fully.
I thought it was a really special moment in the podcast when Tony mentions that her son expressed the idea that he was anxious to see who she becomes. Do you have a similar experience, or who have you become through this process?
I think the moment to me that is sort of like that is when it was about a year and a half after Paul died that I woke up and thought, I don't want to be Paul's widow. I want to be the woman Paul loved. And that opened up everything for me to just kind of find myself again and see what this life, it's not what I would have chosen, but I don't want to waste it. And I know that my husband wouldn't have wanted me to. Another, Stacy, in an interview coming up in about a month, she says that going through the grief that she went, she is not the person she was before, and she's grateful that she's not. And so some of that's hard because it feels like you're saying that it's fine that this person died. And so a caveat I read is to always say, well, I'm proud of this podcast. My husband would have been so supportive of this, but I would rather have him. So for me, if I put that caveat, you know, I packed up the house and I moved to a new city. I didn't know that I would be capable of selling a house, buying a house and moving, but I did. Would I rather that Paul were here? Yes, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't move forward with my life. And I think that if there's a theme of all six podcasts, I think that's probably the biggest theme.